Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Jim. It's Mike.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Look, what do you think about meeting up sometime?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if we're allowed to at the moment.
Oh, yeah, we can. Well, I know we can't go to the pub, but at least we could do something.
And what can we do?
Well, we could just go for a walk and have a chat, that's all.
Ah, I see. Well, I don't know if that would be a good idea.
Oh, come on, Jim. It'd be good to see you again. You must be fed up being at home all the time.
Yeah, well, when are you thinking of going?
How about Friday?
Oh, no, I can't do Friday. Sorry, I've got a delivery.
Oh, OK. Thursday then?
Yeah, I suppose I could.
Oh, come on, don't tell me your diary's so full. You don't have a free day to see me.
No, Mike, it's not. I'm hardly doing anything.
Jim, I was only joking.
Ah, I see.
So, are you OK with Thursday? 1 o'clock?
Yeah. Yeah, where shall we meet?
Well, wherever you want.
Oh, I don't mind.
OK, let's meet in Ryde then. By the harbour, is that OK?
Yes. But what if it rains? I don't want to get wet.
It won't rain.
Well, you don't know that for definite, do you?
Jim, if you don't want to meet up, just say. I mean, we don't have to.
No, it's OK. I'll see you on Thursday.
Great. Well, have a good evening and I'll see you then.
Why say have a good evening? I'm not doing anything special tonight.
No, I didn't think you would be. It's just something to say, that's all.
Well, I think it's a daft thing to say, to be honest, if I'm not doing anything.
OK. Well, I'm sorry, Jim. I didn't mean anything by it.
All right. No, I'm sure you didn't.
So it sounds like everything's in place for Monday and we're ready to open.
Yeah, I think we are.
And what about Millie? Is she all right?
Yeah, she's okay. She thought she'd broken a finger, but it's not, so she's promised me that she'll be in.
Oh, good. Do you know, I can't wait to go back to work. Can you?
Well, in one way, I'm really looking forward to it, just to get out of the house and away from Vince. But I'm concerned that if it rains, we won't get the customers.
Oh, don't worry about that. I think it's going to be dry for most of next week. And anyway, we've got those brollies we can put up.
Oh, Connie, I don't think people will want to sit out in the rain.
Look, it'll be fine. I'm sure it won't rain. So I take it things are no better between you and Vince?
Well, no, not really. We just haven't got anything to say to one another. And if we do, it normally ends up with us having a row.
So how is he generally?
Oh, much the same.
Oh, I do feel for him. My uncle had Parkinson's and he became very confused and said all sorts of strange things.
Well, all he talks about is Italy, which is driving me mad.
Do you think he wants to get another job?
No, I don't think so. Well, he hasn't said that to me. And to be honest, I don't think he'd get one.
Maybe he gets grumpy because he's home all the time.
Well, I can't help that. That's all down to his blooming virus. Anyway, he could go for a walk if he wanted to, but he never does.
And would you go with him?
Well, I might.
Well, I think he's lucky to have you. Gosh, you've put up with an awful lot.
Well, he doesn't seem to think so.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
No, he doesn't. Do you know what? He hasn't once asked me about the cafe, if I'm ready to open or anything like that.
Well, maybe he assumes, because you always seem so organised, that everything will be fine and he doesn't need to ask.
No, it's not that. He just doesn't care what I do. I've no support from him whatsoever.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, all is good. How are you, Megan?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Yes, I'm okay. Are you looking forward to Monday?
Oh, yes, I am. And are you?
Oh, absolutely. Now, Megan, are you still okay to be in the shop at 7?
Yep, that's fine with me.
Oh, by the way, I managed to get all those new lights fitted.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, and the cherry on the cake. The new staff toilets are finished.
Oh, wow. Now that is good news.
Yes, I thought at one point I'd have to delay the opening because of those blooming toilets.
And are all the staff coming in?
Oh, yes, they are. Well, The ones on the rota, that is.
Monday will be your first proper working day at Patterson's.
Yes. I just hope it goes well, really.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Yes, it should do. With you by my side, I'm sure everything will be fine.
Jim, are you cold?
No, I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right, well, I can't really ask you about what you've been up to, can I? I don't suppose you've been up to anything, really.
No, I haven't.
So, are you keeping well?
Yep.
And what about Les? Is she all right?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Well, she left me about a month ago.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that.
No.
So, well, do you know where she went?
Yeah, she went to see her brother on the mainland, and as far as I know, she's still there.
Right, and where's that?
Coventry. I told you she lost her job, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Well, after that she became very withdrawn and sort of cold towards me. She got it into her head that she wouldn't be able to get another job down here, so she decided to move away.
Well, she could have got something on the mainland and then commuted, couldn't she?
No, she didn't want to do that.
So, did she have a job lined up to go to?
No. But I think her brother was going to get her in where he works. Well, that's what she said.
Oh, I'm sorry. How long had you two been together?
Seven? No, it was 8 years.
Oh, gosh. That's quite a time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And you didn't think of moving off the island to be with her?
No, I don't want to leave the island.
So, well, I suppose you go back to work then. It must be something you're really looking forward to.
No, Mike. I'm not. I'm absolutely dreading it.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorting out this pile of papers because I've been meaning to do it for ages.
Oh, so what is it?
Well, I think it's mainly junk mail, but I've got to go through it to make sure.
Well, I don't think any of it's mine.
Well, if I find something of yours, I'll put it to one side for you.
Oh, OK, thanks.
So what's for dinner tonight?
Mishmash.
And what's that?
Well, it's all the leftovers from yesterday.
Oh, all right.
Oh, don't worry. I'll make it interesting with a special touch of something or other.
OK, but please not so hot this time.
No, it won't be like last time. It was a bit hot, wasn't it? Anyway, did your skirt fit?
No, it was too tight. So I'm going to have to wear my black trousers instead.
Well, they look all right.
Well, they'll have to. Oh, and Kathy, I don't want a pudding, OK?
No, I know.
Do you know, it's going to be quite strange going back to work.
Well, I thought you'd feel excited.
No, I wouldn't say that, but it'll be nice to see everyone and to get back to some sort of normality.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. And I can't wait to see Matthew.
Oh, yes. Now, don't forget I'm coming in on Monday.
Oh, Kathy, why? What do you want?
Oh, nothing special. I'm just going to have a browse, that's all. No, don't look at me like that. I am allowed to, you know.
I know you are. But please, if you see him, don't speak to him.
Why on earth not? I was thinking I could ask him if he sold any musical instruments.
Kathy, you know we don't.
I know, but he doesn't know that.
Jim, why are you dreading going back? I thought you liked working there.
I do. But do you mind if we sit down for a bit?
No, of course not. What about here?
Yeah, that's fine.
Jim, are you okay?
Yeah. I just need a minute or two, that's all.
Are you sure you're all right?
Oh.
Jim, talk to me. Are you okay?
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.